Well, praise the Lord, saints. The fellowship will continue. We're going to now transition to some very sweet fellowship. Just a practical note, if you're serving on the picnic, now is probably a good time to transition to that service, if you're on the setup service for the picnic. Amen.
Okay, if the ones who were designated to share could also come up and just kind of stand up at the podium, that'd be awesome. This morning, we're going to have a little special fellowship about the North America College Training, also known as NACT. You can't really see that the numbers on there, but we'll get to that in a little bit. I think if you're among us in the recovery, in the church life, you'll hear this word training a lot. And the reason is because we need training to become normal, overcoming believers. Amen. Even after our fellowship this weekend, we realize how much we need to be trained. And so we have different types of trainings, and this particular training took place this summer from July 16th to the 22nd in Champaign, Illinois. And this was for the college students to learn how to be constituted in the truth. Love the Lord. Have a morning revival. Enjoy the Lord corporately. Preach the gospel. And again, just be the normal overcomers for his return. And so every summer we do have a summer college training, but every 4 years we get together as North America wide. So usually it's across five regions, but every 4 years, starting from 2015, we had a training, North America college training, called God's Age Turners. And then 2019, the Jubilee. And then this summer, we had Love Prevails. Amen. And we were so encouraged. The point of this first slide is that we had our 2019 training, and there were 2,800 people. And then we passed through 3 years of the pandemic. And in 2023, praise the Lord still drew nearly 2,800 students and serving ones to this training. Yeah. So we feel that is really of the Lord. You know, the numbers were not suppressed or deflated due to the pandemic. And we hope the Lord will bring us higher. Okay, we'll go to the next slide. And just one quick thing about the title. It was based from the spring itero about 1 year ago, based on love being the most excellent way for us to do it, to be anything, and to do anything for the building up of the body of Christ. Love prevails. Love is the most excellent way. So as you can see in this picture, an hour before the meetings would start, we had students lining up all the way out through the stadium. And then if you go to the next slide, we would start the singing about 20 or 30 minutes before the scheduled meeting time. And so the singing was a definite highlight of so many students. We're still enjoying the songs. I'm sure you saints have heard some of the same songs that we've been enjoying. If we go to the next slide, another picture of the singing. We'll have a video later. Okay, next slide. This is one of the messages. And in the evening line, we had the line of Love Prevails. That was the main line. Actually, I love this example. I don't want to get too much into it, but it basically talks about how in the church life, we shouldn't be introverted, like inward facing, but we have to open up our circles to be gates for new ones to come in. We shouldn't withhold our love for people until they become brothers or sisters. We should have the Lord's love for all mankind, not even just for the Lord and not even just for the ones in the church. Okay, in the morning line, we had a crucial line of holding to truth. Very crucial. One awesome song, the chorus says, Lord, we receive the love of the truth in an age of deep confusion. Refusing the lie, your truth we will buy, will treasure and cling to you. If you haven't heard the song, ask a young person to sing it to you. It's just wonderful. Okay, next slide. The students were very aggressive after the meetings to line up. Oftentimes, we'd see a line of 150 students all throughout the stadium ready to share, and many could not share because there were too many. Okay, next slide. In the group times, in the afternoons and in the mornings, the main emphasis there was to help one another learn how to pray together, have morning time, but also to learn to preach the gospel to our friends and family members. So we had a lot about meeting people, turning the conversation, leading others to salvation. Next slide. Mealtimes and fellowship. We had awesome fellowship with saints from all over the world. It was North America based, but it was really a global training. And so this was definitely a highlight. You know, it felt like a family. We just sitting together in clusters all throughout the cafeterias. And then next slide, there were 39 baptisms. Praise the Lord. On Thursday afternoon, 39 decided to take the second half step into God's kingdom. Okay, and then finally, I have a little short video of the singing for the saints, and then I'm going to pass it on to Jessica, who's going to go first. They're going to go for about 2.5 minutes each, and so maybe the piano can help us just ding them at 2.5, and then you guys just wrap it up. And then they'll share, and then Larry will finish. So let's just play this clip of the singing, so just to give you a taste of what it was like.
My name is Jessica. I'm a senior at UC Berkeley. I'm studying material science engineering. I just wanted to share something that I really enjoyed from the conference. And so attending the National College Training really renewed my appreciation for the Lord, for the love that the Lord has for each and every one of us. Before this, I would sing Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, for the Bible tells me so. But I never realized that I took this love for granted. And I didn't really understand the extent to which the Lord loved me. I knew that he loves the church, he loves the body, but I realized specifically he loves me. Amen. He loves each and every one of us. Amen. According to Isaiah 49:16, we are engraved upon the palms of his hands. Amen. It's not written in washable Sharpie. He goes to the bathroom, washes it, our names are gone. But no, he's reminded every single second, every day. And it's not that he chose us and then forgave us of our sins because he loves us. But he chose us and predestinated us, knowing that we would forsake him. How I would choose to do homework instead of meeting with the saints to enjoy him. This is the type of unconditional love that the Lord has for us. Amen. Before the training, I was content in my relationship with the Lord. He was my friend that listens. He was the father who took care of me. But I realized he wants to be so much more to us. According to Song of Songs 1:2, he wants to kiss me with the kisses of his mouth and with a love better than wine. He's not satisfied with merely being our friend. He wants to be in a romantic relationship. Or he wants to, he's seeking us with the ultimate goal to marry us. Oh, he's courting us right now. All we need to do is turn to him, and he will be the one to draw us with his endless love. Amen. Only in his love is it so safe and prevailing.
Amen. Hi, Saints. Name's Hector, a junior studying at UC Berkeley as well. I met the Lord in college, and a lot of the peers I have within Christians on Campus and the club organization, they all grew up with the Lord, but I didn't share that experience. However, I still enjoyed my pursuit with the Lord, and as I meet with the saints, I started to have this one burning doubt in my mind. I was exposed in a college conference last year where the leading brother asked us this question. He uses a metaphor of a bonfire to describe the meetings and the activities in the body. And each of us are a log. And when we're in our spirits and building up the body, we're burning. But are we also burning logs in our own room? I realized that wasn't. I was a cold log. My pursuit was very much based on the body. I loved going to small groups. I loved serving children. I love going to the Lord's table. I love doing all these things. But I realize that I don't share that same passion towards the Lord himself. I don't love the Lord the same way I do love the things that the Lord gave me, the things that the Lord has gifted me, that the things the Lord has surrounded me with. That's the very question that I seek during the NXCT. And thank the Lord that he gave me an answer.
Amen.
1 John 4:19 says, we love because he first loved us.
Amen.
Saints, I was trying to use my own love to love the Lord, but that will never be enough because God is love.
Amen.
I was trying to use my own human love to try to fill this void where it could never be enough because God, because our Lord is love him itself.
Amen.
I was doing this, using the wrong direction this whole time, and these doubts that I was attacked by the enemy with were just that, like they were whispers of the enemy. And I was so thankful that the evening messages and the peers around me were able to help me to realize that. And I'm standing here right now speaking to you all because of those who supported me and those who helped me during NXCT. Thank you.
Hi, Saints. My name is Nicholas. I am a junior at UC Davis. And at this college training, I really came to appreciate the universal and eternal love of the Lord. Myself being someone who also didn't grow up in the church life, I met the Lord in college as well. I find that I have a lot of natural love for people, but that just comes from me wanting to help others that are like me. And I used to think that was fine because as long as I, you know, went out on the campus and preached the gospel, then I was helping them anyway, right? And of course, I had read, I had heard that God is a source of love, and so we need to take him as a source. But maybe I didn't realize that he wasn't the source, or maybe I was choosing to ignore that he wasn't my source. But when I came to this college training and I heard the speaking on the universal love, it finally struck me, especially the point that the Lord loves all men with his eternal love. He doesn't love the believers more than the unbelievers. He can love everyone with the complete eternal love. And no matter how much love I think that I have, it's still finite, and it still needs to be divided. And the reality is when I divide my love, you know, more will go to the brothers. I love the brothers, but I only have a little bit of love left for everyone else. and so I realized that by relying on my own love, I was failing those that I was burdened for. And so after that message, I just went and confessed to the Lord, "Oh Lord, I'm short. I just need your eternal love.
Amen.
Lord, just saturate me with your love.
Amen.
Oh, I just want to have your infinite love that I may just love everyone."
Hi, Saints. My name is Heidi. I'm a rising senior at Santa Clara University, and I meet in San Jose. So this past NACT, I was really touched by the topic that we should have a romantic relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
And before this training, my love for the Lord was a thankful love for him. But this training showed me that I need to have a personal relationship with the Lord. And during that week, we had a dedicated personal time, and I took on the challenge to pray read Song of Songs. And I felt that during that time, my love for the Lord became a relationship of love.
Amen.
Rather than a duty as a Christian. And through this, I felt that my Christian life is so much sweeter now, and I can testify that I love the Lord more romantically than I did before.
Amen.
And by the end of the training, the last meeting is always the most touching. I was crying and everything, but I was so filled with love, and I think God gave me the burden to share that with the fellow students at the club on campus. And for those of you who don't know, Santa Clara doesn't have a Christian club on campus. And so I've been praying, and my serving ones have been encouraging me to start a club. So I hope that everyone can pray for this new beginning. And
Amen.
We have two videos of recorded students who weren't able to make it to this meeting. So we'll start with Ale.
Hi, everyone. My name is Ale Nuno. And I had the blessing of going to the North America College Training this past summer. And to be honest, I didn't see myself doing that this past summer, but the Lord wanted me there. And it all started with my first year of college. Last year, I joined the church life with a church in Berkeley. And when the NACT talk and video started to roll around, I was kind of like in my head, like, yeah, no, I'm not going to that. But the Lord had other plans, and I'm praise the Lord that I'm there. I was there, but I kind of was unfamiliar and just not open. And although I wasn't open, I feel like the Lord was just persisting and gaining me and taking me there, because I talked with the saints, and after so much prayer and so much conversation and so much support, I was able to make it to the NACT, and I felt this peace in my inner being when I finally said yes to him. Because when I was saying, I don't know, or I don't think so, I couldn't feel peace. And fast forward to being in Illinois, I didn't know what to expect. I had no expectations. I had no idea what the training was going to be about. And whatever expectations I might have had were definitely exceeded, because it was a time and a setting in which I felt the Spirit of the Lord within me, just manifesting himself in me. And it's something that I walk with today, you know, when it comes to my time with the Lord, is that it shouldn't be this practice or this, you know, like formula of I need to open my Bible, I need to pray, and I need to, you know, just pray, read, and keep going with, you know, life and like I did, I had a good day. No, I have to turn my heart to the Lord. I have to open myself. And it's only when I do this that I have the experiences, the beautiful and unsearchable riches of Christ dwell within me. And I know that now because of the messages at the NACT. And I'm just so grateful. And I know it was all the Lord ultimately wanting me to be there. And praise the Lord.
Hello, Saints. My name is Fatima Sanchez. I'm a second year at UC Berkeley. And this past summer, I was fortunate enough to go to the NACT and just attend and really be a part of the Spirit of God and what he was doing there and what he continues to do in my current life. But I just wanted to touch on some points that really impacted me and things that I really began to kind of implement into my own life after attending the NACT. And one of those big points was really just unity and oneness in Christ, and through this oneness building up the church, which goes into God's economy and just the purpose of who we are and kind of what our purpose here on earth is. And I just really liked this topic because it really emphasized that the walk in Christ and the walk as a believer goes much more beyond just our independent like beliefs or our independent morals and like what we do independently, right? And it touched a lot on like the corporate body, right? And how God's economy goes much more than what we as individuals can do. And I think it just really emphasized and like brought to my attention the importance of being with other believers and the importance of being in such a space where I know that I am an active member of the contribution to this church that is being built. And I just really enjoyed that. I think through that this year, I have really made it a point to really be in fellowship with the body of Christ, really be in fellowship with my peers here at UC Berkeley. And it's just been a joyous experience so far. I think I have really began to notice that life is so much easier when you are in a community, when you are a part of the body, right? And when you are actively working towards building up God's church so that he may return. And the second point that I really wanted to touch on was just God as the truth, right? The point that was really brought up was that truth is a person. Truth is not just like a description, right? It's not just something that we can say, oh, this is truth, because at the end of the day, God is truth. And I think through this, like, it really emphasized, at least for me, the importance of the word, right? How through the word, we can see that God is truth and that there is no separation in between the word and God, right? And I think it was just overall a really fulfilling experience. I truly thank the Lord for providing for me to be able to attend the NACT, and it truly changed my perspective, and it changed the way that I want to pursue Christ and the way that I want to continue to live my life, right? And overall, it was very joyous, and I thank the saints for being able to fund this opportunity, and I am very grateful for all that I learned and all that I continue to learn about Christ because of the NACT. But thank you.
Amen. Okay, so maybe I'll just wrap it up here. I think it's very clear from the testimonies of the four students here and the two on the video, and probably anybody you can talk to that went to the college training this year, that was full of impact, full of the Lord speaking, and full of effect on so many of the students, and actually everyone who went there, from the singing, all the group times, the speaking. I think there was so much impact. The Lord was able to do so much in the lives of so many. So I think, firstly, we just want to say thank you to all the saints. I think you can tell from all the testimonies that without the prayer of the saints and without even the financial support of the saints, many of these students would not have been able to go to this college training and have the Lord gain a little bit more of their being for his eternal purpose. Secondly, I just want to just make it abundantly clear that, you know, to care for this next generation, to raise up another generation for the Lord's move, for his testimony, it really is a labor of the entire body. On the one hand, we have all the wonderful students who are on the campus, who are going out and sharing the gospel, ministering to their friends. On the other hand, there are many full-timers on a number of campuses. But this is not a replacement for the body. You know, for the Lord to be able to do something for the body, to build up the body, requires the body to build itself up in love. So the portion of the saints, you can tell from this college training, was immense, and it was so necessary. But finally, maybe I can just mention that that even though this college training, we can see the effect of this. This college trainings happen once a year, and these large college trainings happen once every 4 years. So just wanted to continue to burden us all for the raising up of another generation. Amen. The body doesn't build itself up summer by summer. The body builds itself up day by day. Prayer by prayer. Amen. Appointment by appointment. Home meeting by home meeting. So whether you're directly related to the campus or not, whether you have students in your home or not, whether you directly have appointments or anything, in the same principle, in the move in the body, we all can pray. You know, we all can give, and some of us will go. But as we labor to raise up another generation, you know, we don't know. Of course, you know, we're here at this conference making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming. And we believe and we feel the Lord's coming is soon and imminent, but he's been coming soon for 2,000 years. Of course, we don't want to delay him any longer, but we don't know how long it will be, and we don't know how long we will be around. So the Lord needs continually, you know, in our prudence, we need to continue to continually raise up another generation to go farther, to be more consecrated, to see more, to be more constituted, to have more vision, and to even be more useful to the Lord than whatever generation that we are in. So may we just continue to labor together, either directly or indirectly, through our praying, our giving, and our going, to raise up another generation from these college campuses in Northern California throughout the whole world for the Lord's move and for the Lord's testimony,
Amen.
For his interest on this earth. Amen.